Hey, Trey here. Two things. First, I'm not sure if you know it, but Us and Them was honored with four Associated Press Broadcasters Awards, including one for excellence in public service through journalism. Second, it's the time for the Spring Pledge Drive at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And if you value the work that our Us and Them team does in telling the stories about the things that divide Americans, would you consider making a pledge of support to West Virginia Public Broadcasting? You can call or text to 1-800-RADIO-87, or you can go online to WV Public and find the little red button at the upper right-hand corner. And when you pledge, let them know where you live and that you're a listener of Us and Them. Doing this would be a big help for our show and the other great programming at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. And thank you so much. Well, Election Day is over. This year, the nation came out to vote in unprecedented numbers. Democracy in action. So, are you feeling any better? From West Virginia Public Broadcasting and PRX, this is a special post-election episode of Us and Them, the show that tells the stories of the things that divide Americans. I'm Trey Kay. The 2020 election season has been one of the most dramatic in history, with all kinds of twists and turns. The candidates' varied approaches to campaigning during a pandemic have drawn attention.
A movement like this has never happened.
The president's own COVID experience, the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and the fast confirmation process for her successor just before Election Day.
Folks, we're so much better than this.
None of us have ever seen anything like this in a White House race. Even when we find out the winners and losers of this year's races, there will still be people who will argue against the outcome. Clear evidence of the us and them around us. Now, don't get me wrong. Every election in my lifetime has felt us-y and them-y. When I first got into this culture war work, it was just after the Obama-McCain race in 2008. That election was considered unprecedented for its deep divisions over race, religion, patriotism, and the longtime fear of socialism. But little did we know, we were just getting warmed up. Donald Trump seems energized by our divisions. And sometimes I'm not sure if he's the seed of our polarization, a manifestation of it, or perhaps a complicated combination of the cause and the symptom. If you've listened to Us and Them, you know Donald Trump is not my kind of guy. There's not much I've liked about him as president, nor his previous life as a real estate mogul, casino entrepreneur, or reality show host. He and I just don't value the same things. And he's certainly not someone I'd encourage my son to emulate. But truth be told, I owe a debt of gratitude to President Trump. I was shocked by the outcome of the 2016 election, and that prompted some soul-searching in how I approach my work and my relationships with family and friends. Those are people who don't always agree with me about politics and political issues. In fact, I realized that I needed to learn better how to listen to them. The Us and Them team let the shock from the Trump victory lead us to connect with people who voted for the president. We listen to them not to determine right or wrong, but to simply understand. We've learned there are many people around the country longing to get a better understanding of the America that reflects the other to them. I got a letter from a professor from the University of Southern California saying that he'd been gravely ill during the time of the 2016 election, and his shock over the results didn't help his recovery. He told me that our Us and Them podcasts helped him heal and work to empathetically understand Americans who voted for President Trump. I know now that I needed to understand more clearly how I hear people I don't agree with. And that lesson began at a Thanksgiving gathering just a few weeks after the 2016 election. A large group of my family met at our camp in the Blue Ridge Mountains. My family reflects a broad political spectrum, from tree-hugging liberals to conspiracy theorist conservatives. Some were nursing wounds from the election results, and others were feeling buoyant, like my cousin, Hollis Jones. Hollis says people he calls left-wing elitists had belittled him with smug comments about his politics and his support of Donald Trump. They made him feel like he didn't matter and that his opinions were just wrong. It's a conversation Hollis and I have continued over the past few years.
When Trump won the election, I felt a personal victory in that after 8 years of seemingly the world pointing their finger at me and saying that I had no idea of how a country or the world should be run, I felt some validation in his presidential victory, in that my feelings are not wrong. The way that I feel, I'm not alone.
And when you say you're not alone, do you subscribe to much of what Donald Trump believes in, or is it that you're not alone in that? Well, I guess my question is, do you like Donald Trump, or do you just, you didn't like what the alternative was?
I didn't like what the alternative was. I'm not a real great fan of Donald Trump, but I am pleased that he is at least trying to accomplish what he promised he would accomplish on his platform.
Talking to Hollis was an aha moment for me. It didn't make my disappointment over the 2016 election any easier, but it got me to focus on something other than my frustration with Trump voters. It showed me they were pretty frustrated with guys like me, and that a big part of their frustration was that guys like me weren't listening to them. At least we weren't listening in a way that made someone like Hollis feel like they were being heard. Realizing this helped me understand how to move forward. I could see that relying on my anger and frustration with them, the people who voted for Donald Trump, was not my best shot at learning from or growing from this important moment. Sure, I believed then, as I do now, that many Trump voters were wrongheaded. And I think that the president is an angry, narcissistic, disrespectful person who has not led our country well. But the people who voted for Donald Trump are citizens with a say in who we choose as a leader. They have to deal with us just as we have to deal with them. What I got from talking with my cousin Hollis is that many people like me would rather ignore people like him, rather than see that we might have anything at all in common. Hollis says when he feels ignored, it's harder to find common solutions to the common problems that we share. And that likely sows the seeds for our current antipathy and polarization. The lesson my Hollis aha taught me is that I need to make an honest attempt to consider my part in the Trump problem, and consider what it is that I'm willing to do to find common ground and solutions to our gridlock. The thing is, I'm not sure how many Americans are willing to do the same. It's much easier to blame someone else than to do the hard work of listening. My hope for this Us and Them project is to work at fixing the problem while being conscious of when and how we, us, are part of the problem. With the 2020 elections behind us, our grace and capacity to act for the greater good will most certainly be tested in the future. What am I talking about? Well, I remember how excited I was when Barack Obama was elected. To me, he seemed to be talking to all of us.
We have never been just a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
I liked his Change You Can Believe In slogan. I wanted to believe in it.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
But I remember something that happened on his inauguration day. This was a point when President George W. Bush and his wife flew away from the White House. And as this happened, inauguration revelers on the National Mall sang, na, 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 hey, hey, goodbye. That didn't set right with me. It wasn't change I could believe in. It was just more petty political tit for tat. I remember complaining about this on my Facebook page and being chided by some of my dear friends. They believed Obama supporters deserved to revel and voice frustration after two terms of Bush and Cheney. I disagreed then, and I still do. So what might we expect from an inauguration in 2021? Well, if the comments on my Facebook page during the run-up to the election are any indication, we might be in for more of the same. One of my Trump-supporting friends, a physician, writes that he longs for the sweet taste of the salty tears of liberals.
I can't wait to savor the delectable salty tears of libs as they realize to their utter dismay and chagrin Trump was reelected.
Another friend writes, Trump is a weak, pathetic failure.
Trump is a weak, pathetic failure, exposed for everyone to see. When all this is over, no one's going to forget the people who supported him, and we'll remember what you said about those of us sounding the alarm. The insults, the stupid libtard put-downs, and we'll gladly throw that back in your face.
God, I hope that's not what we're in for. We've lived through a lot this year. Are we up for more? Or is anyone up for bringing this to a close? I don't know about you, but you can count me in the Abraham Lincoln camp. With malice toward none, with charity for all, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds. If you think this is the right way forward, we urge you to engage with and support some of the efforts around the country to bring people of different beliefs and values together. The Us and Them team is impressed by the work of groups like Braver Angels, a citizens organization working to unite red and blue Americans into an alliance to depolarize our nation. Our Us and Them team plans to continue to find ways to bring people from all over the political spectrum together for conversation and empathetic listening, just like we did on our recent dinner party show. So expect to hear more about this. We believe our work is about taking small steps to quell the rancor that's intensified over these past several years. If you're looking to be a part of the solution, drop us a line at usandthem@wvpublic.org.
Music lifts us up and brings us together, even when we can't get together in person. Mountain Stage brings you live performances on the air, online, and in our podcast. They remind you how it feels to be in a live audience listening to live music. This is Larry Gross, host of Mountain Stage. Find a link to our stations and our podcast online at mountainstage.org.
You've been listening to Us and Them. Our team for this episode is me, Trey Kay, Brad Stratton, and Kate Smith. Michael Lipton and Tristam Lozow wrote and performed the Us and Them show music. Mark Lerner designed our logo. Lelena Price provides us with images for the web. The marvelous people at PRX and West Virginia Public Broadcasting make Us and Them possible. So do grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the West Virginia Humanities Council, and the CRC Foundation. Us and Them was originally developed with assistance from the mentorship program at AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio.
We'll see you next time on Us and Them.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.